Entry of African swine fever into Germany means that exports of German pork are confined to the European continent. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, USMEF economist Aaron Bohr explains that this could fuel growth opportunities for U.S. pork, primarily in China.
ASF remains the key driver for 2020 pork trade and has reasserted itself with the crossing from Poland into Germany. And Germany is the major game changer because they're the largest producer of pork in the EU. 2020 production should be near 5.2 million metric tons, down just modestly from last year. At least that was the expectation prior to ASF. And I don't really see that changing. So we will have the same volume of pork in the world. It's just shifting where it goes. German pork accounted for about 9% of global pork exports in the first half of this year, excluding what happens within the EU. Looking at Chinese import data, they were importing nearly 50,000 tons of pork cuts from Germany each month, and that had doubled from last year's pace. And Germany was 14% of China's imports. So it will be a scramble from everyone looking to substitute in.
Opportunities could also emerge in other Asian markets, but on a more limited basis.
In Korea, Germany was mostly shipping single rib bellies, so we will not see a U.S. substitution there, especially with our limited labor. And Japan had already shifted heavily back to the U.S., especially for ground seasoned pork. That was a combination of the leveling of the tariff playing field and U.S. availability. So through July, Japan's imports of U.S. ground seasoned pork were up 27%, about 63,000 tons, and imports from Germany were down 64% to just 3,200 metric tons.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.